Welcome to our second shiur, Parashas Nosai, Beis Tefillah Tovshin Ayin He. We're going to discuss, is it permitted to do averas, to do sins for the purpose of peace? And we're going to find real halacha l'maisa ramifications. Well, let's see. Shalom Bayis, of course, as well. In Shuvas HaRamah, the Ramah of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Yud Aleph, again, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see inside. If I was sitting in the Shir, I would not believe the Magid Shir. I would look inside. And the Ramah is explaining, why is it there was a certain machlokes, a certain point of strife in the city between two parties, and they went ahead and were moitzi shemra. They said bad and evil things about one of the parties to quieten the machlokes, to shut him up. They were moitzi shemra on one of the parties to quieten the machlokes, to stop it. Two people fighting, and the whole town's about to get involved, and the whole area is going to be, everyone's been taking sides and fighting. So they made what's called a chisul. How do you say chisul?
Termination.
Like you have the army pinpoints the house in Gaza, boop, one missile right into the house, got the guy. Who chisul? There's two people having a major fight, and everyone's about, for the sake of Shalom, you're allowed to make three Moitzi Shemra, untrue items, say bad things about him, were not even true, to shut him up, to prevent the machlokes. Now you don't believe me, right? What's this based on?
Yes.
Be very dangerous. If anyone leaves right now, be very dangerous. Please stay till the end. The Gemara in Makkos, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, tells us that David, when David HaMelech was digging the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, the Tehoim, the underground water, started to erupt and started to gush out, and the world was in danger. There'd be floods in the world. David wanted to write Hashem's name on a piece of pottery, throw it inside the water, and the water will calm down. But this entails erasing Hashem's name. David said, I want you to tell me, is this permitted or is it asur? Achitofel was present, and Achitofel made the Kal V'chomer. To make peace between husband and wife. The Torah says, Shmi shenichtav b'kdusha. My name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that's been written in Kdusha, Yimochel amayim, will be erased in water. L'kol ha'olam kulay, for the whole world, like culture can. If for the sake of ish v'ishtay, the Saita, she's suspected of committing adultery, she's asked to be with her husband, to make the shalom between ish l'ishtay, Hashem gives permission to raise his name. That's Megillah Saito we have in this week's parasha. No, to save the whole world, for sure Hashem will give permission to raise his name. And therefore David did that. He wrote Hashem's name on a piece of pottery, threw it in the water, and the water calmed down. Now, this is an Issa D'oraisa. As Rashi says over there, the Pasuk says, Lo itasun kein Hashem Elokeichem. It's forbidden to raise Hashem's name. Says the Ramah, no. So you see, for the sake of peace, you could do an Avera. You can erase Hashem's name. Likewise, we find, for the sake of peace, You can lie. Mishani mipnei ashalayim. We learn from Avraham Avinu and Sarah. Sarah said, Adoini zakein. Said my, when she heard the good news that she will become pregnant, she doubted it, and she said, "What do you mean? My husband's old." Yet, when Akash Bohu spoke to Avraham and told him what she said, he changed it to be Ani zakanti. From here, you have to lie for the sake of peace. No, says the Ramah. If you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, and you can erase Hashem's name, Reitasu Kein Hashem Elokeichem, for the sake of peace, so too you can be Moitzi Shemra for the sake of peace. Yes? There's more what?
There's more an omission. The Malachim, both of them were old. He said, I'm old. Just didn't say the second part.
Okay, wonderful. Very good point. But this is the point to be picked up on. The Ramban indeed says he didn't actually lie, just didn't give all the information. Correct? Correct? We do find by Beis Hillel, Keitzem Ragdim Efnei Akalo, that Beis Shammai say, you've got to say what she is, and Beis Hillel say, Kalanova Chasuda. Okay, Rabbeisai, there's a big flaw, FLAW, in what we just said. You can make a difference. There's a difference in Moitzi Shemra versus erasing Hashem's name. Why no? But they'll shut him. We'll calm everything down. Oh. What do you mean? So therefore, why is it different? It's an aveira. So what? It's an aveira. Yeah. Okay, but it's an aveira, right? It's no. I'm doing aveira for the sake of peace.
It's non-peaceful aveira.
Has ramifications.
I know, but I'm saving the whole city from being involved. This guy was shot up.
The whole city is now going to be fighting with him.
Not fighting with him. I just say bad names, things about him. I think he's a guy's a thief. He's a gunner. Plenty of bad things I can write. I put up one of his posters. These Pachkevidim. I paste the whole city with posters about this. Say terrible things about this guy. And boom, he'll run away. That's it. Okay, but it's worth it. It's an affair, right? For the sake of peace. For the sake of peace, we'll do it. Excellent. Rav Daniel, excellent. Says the Ramah, there's a big difference between erasing Hashem's name, lying, versus Moitzi Shemra. The difference is, to erase Hashem's name is ben Odom Lamokayim, between us and Hashem. To lie is ben Odom Lamokayim. Versus Moitzi Shemra is ben Odom Lachaveroi, man and his fellow man. We find by Yom Kippur, the holy Yom Kippur works for ben Odom Lamokayim. For our sins between us and Hashem, Yom Kippur is effective. For ben Odom Lachaveroi, Yom Kippur does not achieve anything, unfortunately. Ben Odom Lachaveroi. See, there's a difference. So who is to say that you can do a sin of an Adam Lachaveroi for the sake of peace? Answers the Ramah, Ze Einai Klum. Forget it. It's permitted. And the Ramah proves that you can even hurt someone else, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, for the sake of peace. I don't believe it, huh? So let's go, let's see his proof. It says in that Mishnah in Sotah, we read before, in the previous year, when we bring her in, we threaten her, and we persuade her to confess. We tell her, please, prevent Hashem's name from being erased. Ve'oime lefoneho, dvarim she'enoi kadai l'shoimon. We tell her things that it's not a good idea to hear. We tell her things that are not a good idea to hear. What do we tell her? Says the Gemara. We tell her the story of Reuven. Vayishkav es pilegesh aviv. What? The story of Reuven. What about the story? Says the Rambam. In Soita. Paragim alocha beis. Umagidim lo. Maisa Ruvain, but Pilegesh Aviv, Al Pashtoi. We tell it in the Al Pashtoi, meaning in a simple way. Because if you simply read the words, it sounds like that Ruvain slept with his father's Pilegesh concubine. But what's the truth? Did Ruvain really sleep with his father's concubine? Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Amud Beis, Kola Oimer Ruvain Chota in Ela Toye. Whoever says that he sinned, Kepshutoy is mistaken, because it says in the Torah, we learn it from because the pasuk says, Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shneimasar. Yaakov had 12 sons. Belamet Shekulam Shkulim Keechad, says the Gemara, they're all equal. So obviously Reuven didn't do such a blatant sin to sleep with his father's concubine. Rather, he just moved the beds, and the Torah calls him that way. It's not the truth. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Chofei Amud Aleph. When we read the Torah, they used to have a Meturgaman. They would translate the words. The Teimanim still do that. They have a Meturgaman. If you're ever looking for a fast Shabbos davening, don't go to the Teimanim, especially on this Shabbos, because you can have Parshas Nosa with Tirgum. 12 Nesim times 2 with Targum. Okay, but says the Mishnah, Maisa Ruvain were not Metargim. We don't translate it. B'pnei Gnusoi Sher Ruvain, because it puts Ruvain in shame. So they wouldn't understand. So we wouldn't translate it for them. Ask the Ramah, so what are you doing? For this lady, who is a Saita, we are disgracing Ruvain. We tell her Maisa Ruvain Kepshutai. We're first of all lying, it's not true, he didn't do Kepshutai. But we're disgracing him, we're hurting him. And we are sensitive to Ruvain because we're not normally with Targim. What are we doing this for? It's not to save her. It's to prevent Hashem's name from being erased. So we're despising Ruvain. We're putting Ruvain in shame and disgrace in a not true way. As if he really stepped with his father's concubine. To prevent Hashem's name from being erased. Ben Odom Lechaveroi. Chisu, we shoot Ruvain to help Hashem's name. Says the Ramah. Yes? No. It says it can't be. We're not gonna despise Ruvain for her. It says the Ramah. It's to save Hashem's name from being erased. And therefore, says the Ramah, so if we can hurt Ruvain to prevent Hashem's name from being erased, but Shlom Bais overrides Hashem's name for being erased, how much more so we can hurt for Shalom, we can be Moitzi Shemra on someone else for the sake of Shalom. The same way we're Moitzi Shemra on Ruvain to prevent Hashem's name from being erased, how much more so we can be Moitzi Shemra for Shlom Bais, which overrides Hashem's name from being erased? And how much more so we can make the Shemra for the Shalom of a whole city, that people shouldn't be caught up in the gossip and terrible machlekes? How much more so we can be Moitzi Shemra? Do you believe it now? Ad Kan was the Ramah. Ramah, Shuvas HaRamah, Simen Yud Aleph. And therefore the Ramah permits to be spread slander. If one of the sides, shut him up. Missile. Psh. Direct. Termination, you said? They'll shut up, maybe run away, and the fire of the machlekes will sue down. If you can raise a shame on Ruvain, you can raise a shame on him as well. For the sake of peace. Good? Who's for peace? All for peace, right? Now,
You're still
going to
get punishment.
You're still doing Avera. No, but it's for the sake of peace. It's over. Do I get Avera for erasing Hashem's name in the Saita case? The Shalom is overrides that. Sorry, what? No, it's like Kilayim Betzitzis. The Essa overrides the Kilayim. Well, there's a major question. This Raya from Reuven is a bit shaky. Why?
Not a lot.
Excellent. Excellent, Rambo. You see, the Gemara says, in Brachas, Yutes Amud Aleph, Kol Masaper HaRameis. Whoever says negative things about a dead person, Ki'ilu Masaper HaRaevin. As if you say negative things about the stone, about the piece of rock. Either the mace doesn't even know what you're saying, or he knows that he couldn't care less. So therefore, and we pass in that way in the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Vav Siv Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Takonas Kadmoinenu Becherem. Our forefathers are Kadmoini made a cherem. Shaloloitzi Shemra al Mesi. A special Takona. Not even Drabonon, it's a cherem they made. You have cherem, the Beinu Gershom, not to have two wives. You have a cherem not to save the mace. Why? Because not Mikra Din, it's not Mikra Din Roshan Hara. Because he's dead. It's based in Akmara, because he doesn't care or he doesn't know. So you're being arrived from Reuven. Reuven passed away. It's not full fledged Avera. See, how can you prove that we allowed to disgrace Reuven, who's passed away? Who says you can do a real Moitzi Shemra? Aye, the Gemara says by Talmud Chochem. Because the Gemara says that someone spoke about Shmuel. At Shmuel's Levi, someone said something very negative. And a beam from the ceiling fell and smashed his skull. So ask the Gemara, you see that the Mesim do care. So the Gemara, no, because Bohu was Tavea Yukri, Hashem cared. But for the honor of the Talmud Chacham, and that's Paskin in Yerodea, Simon Reish Mem Gimel Siv Zayin. Whoever says bad things about the Talmud Chacham, even after his death, is Chayv Nidui. So here as well, Reuven's a Talmud Chacham. Again, it's not the same because it's still Ben Adam LaMokim. It's Ben Adam LaMokim. Hashem cares for the honor of the Talmud Chacham. It's Ben Adam LaMokim. So again, it's not a right from Adam LaChaveray. The fact that we can disgrace Reuven is Ben Adam LaMokim, between us and Hashem. It's not between us and our fellow man Reuven. Reuven's not alive. That was point number one. Number two. In Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Tov Nun Dalet, there was a case that happened. There was a person whose wife refused to go to the mikvah. The husband got angry. He took a Sefer Torah, opened it up to the Aseres HaDibros, and he took an oath, a Shvur Deraisa Chamura, on a Sefer Torah. And he said, I swear, if my wife doesn't go to the mikvah tonight, I will never be with her, and I will divorce her for the rest of my life. He takes a Shvur Chamura. It's impossible to undo. If she's not going tonight, I will never sleep with her again, and I will divorce her for the rest of my life. Bekach hava, she didn't go. And now, he took the oath already, now he has harota. Okay, it was a bad night. They made up. But he has a shvuah. And this question was posed to the Rav Hai Goyen. What's the Ma Sheila? He took the Shvur. What's the question? Since the same way Hashem's name can be erased for the sake of Shalom Bayis, to bring Shalom between Ish and Ishtoi, we can erase Hashem's name. So can we just transgress the Shvur for the sake of Shalom Bayis? This Shvur is dead, impossible to undo. Can we override the Shavua because of Shalom Bayis? If Hashem's name can be erased, why can't we do the same for Shavua? Says the Rabbi Goin, Dvarim Batalim, Elachayev Lekayim Es Shavuasai, he's obligated to fulfill his Shavua, Velegaresh Es Ishtoi. It's a done deal, too bad, too late. Why? But we have the right from Soita. By Soita we do indeed. We do erase Hashem's name. He says it's different. It's very unclear what he says. He says, that's actually what he says. There's a sofik. What do you mean? So what? But a meisah, he's forbidden to be with her. We are raising Hashem's name. At the end of the day, we are raising Hashem's name. What's the difference? Very unclear.
That's why you tell Reuven to try to avoid it.
But Reuven, we matter. We allowed ourselves to go ahead and raise and disgrace Reuven.
Not to destroy Hashem's name.
That's right. To try and persuade them not to get in that situation. So Kal v'chomer for Shalom will do that. Kal v'chomer for Shalom we will disgrace someone else. Because Shalom,
we're not Hashem. You don't want to raise Hashem's name.
I know, but at the end of the day, when it comes to Shalom Bayis, we do raise Hashem's name for the Soita. The Torah says we can raise Hashem's name.
Says the world is Isaiah. Okay,
but it's not what he says. He doesn't say that. What?
You're pushing a value on an Avera. You're giving the Avera's value, but I didn't think that we knew the particular values and seriousness of any Avera. You can't judge one against the other.
But we do find Hashem's name. We find that as being permitted for the sake of Shalom Bayis, so she can be remarried with her husband. So why would you think a different Avera would be different? We assume it's the same thing. I mean, raising Hashem's name is very, very severe. Well, in Shuvas HaRamah, in Siman Kuf, a different Shuvas HaRamah, he comes to explain. What's the difference? What do you mean? Why is also the case of a Seita, she wants to give a divorce. There's no need to really erase Hashem's name. It's a suffix. So what? Give a divorce. We don't take that route of giving a divorce. Hashem allows for his name to be erased. So why is Shavuot different?
But if the name is erased, she's gonna die. She's gonna blow up.
No. She'll dream. She'll prove that she's innocent. If she may blow up, but she may be innocent. It's been raised for this.
I can't go through.
We are raising Hashem's name on the chant that she is innocent. The Shalom Bayis. We're not trying to kill her. We're trying to outdo her. She has to be remarried to her husband. We want that option to be open for her. Says the Shuvas HaRamah in Siman Kuf. Says, you know why we allow Hashem's name to be erased? Because the whole Issa of erasing Hashem's name, if it's done in vain. If it's done in vain, in a disgraceful way, you take Hashem's name and erase it for no reason, that's asur. But if there's a purpose for it, then it's permitted. It's not asur. If you're raising Hashem's name for a purpose, it wasn't asur in the first place. He says the same thing in the Sefer Torah. If you write Hashem's name, it gets covered with ink. Ink covers it. Now you can't read it. So you have to scrape it away. You're raising Hashem's name, but it's l'toelet, it's for a purpose, because I want to have a kosher Sefer Torah. That's what he says. What? It has to be a purpose. If it's for no reason, then it's disgrace. What? I mean, intrinsic purpose. That's an intrinsic purpose. Better. Mashenken Shvur. There's no heter. Shvur is a Shvur. Have to keep it. Rabbeisai. We've just found a contradiction between Ramah and the Ramah. From the second Ramah we just learned now, there's no, you cannot do an Avera for the sake of peace. Raising Hashem's name for the sake of peace is not an Avera. Because there's a purpose for it. It's not being done in vain. That's why Shavua cannot. So can you be Moitzi Shenra for the sake of peace? Can you do an Avera for the sake of peace? No. The Ramah is contradicting himself. The Ramah in Siman Yud Aleph is contradicting the Ramah in Siman Kuf. That's why I said, please don't leave in the middle of the Shir. The Ramah in Siman Yud Aleph doesn't allow even for Shavua. You can't be Moitzi Shemra on something which has been Adam and Amokim. You can't be Moitzi Shemra on someone else. Okay. I have a raya, which I think is a good raya, also against that Ramah. But it'll take me a minute to explain the raya. It says in Chulin, Tafkuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, there's a mitzvah Shiluach HaKen. There's a mitzvah, you want to take the chicks, you must send the mother away. Right? Lo Yisikach Ho'im Alabonim. There's a Loi Taaseh, not to take the mother. The Loi Taaseh. Don't take the mother on the children. And there's an essay of Shaleach Teshalach, send her away. The Gemara wants to know, what's the double term? Shaleach Teshalach. Says the Gemara, Ein li elo lo devar reshus. I don't need, I want the mother just for myself. For a mundane purpose. So, Torah says, don't take the mother on the chicks. Send her away. What happens if I want the mother for a mitzvah? If I have a mitzvah, mitzvah has to bring birds as a korban. What happens if I want to take the mother for a mitzvah? Is that permitted? Talmud Leimah, shaleach teshalach. You have to send her away, even for a devar mitzvah. That's the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, what do I need a pasuk for? Why would I think that for a mitzvah I could take the mother and not send her away? But the mitzvah of a mitzvah is an essay. It's a positive commandment to bring his, he has to bring his birds. But Shiluach HaKen is a loy ta'aseh and an essay. Loy sikach eim al abonim, shaleach teshalach. An essay cannot override the loy ta'aseh and essay. So what's the havamina? I mean? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that mitzvah cannot override shaleach shiluach HaKen? Answer the one you're right. The case is, he picked up the mother to send her away. He wasn't taking the mother for himself. And now the bird's in his hand. He realizes, oh, I have a mitzvah, I need the bird actually for a mitzvah. What's at stake? The loy sikach is not applicable anymore, because he already took the bird to send her away. He has an essay of shaleach teshalach versus an essay of bringing his korbanos. So maybe I would think he should use it for a korban. Kamash melon shaleach teshalach, you still have to send the bird away. Ask the Gemara again, but still, it's an essay versus an essay. Why would I think that the essay of korbanos should override the essay of shiluach HaKen? Answer the Gemara. Because, I'll tell you why. Because since the Metzorah is forbidden to be with his wife, and therefore the Shlompa is at stake. The Omra Torah, the Torah says, you can erase my name for the sake of Shlompa. If I would have said, that the esse of bringing carbonis of a metzora would override the esse of shaleach haken. Kamashmaron, not the case. Kamashmaron, the shaleach to shaleach must still send her away. We see clearly from the Gemara that the whole havamina of the Shlom Bayis overriding was only to favor one esse versus another esse. The esse of Korbanis of a Metzora versus the esse of Shaleach to Shalach. But there's no havamina, it can override the lav in the esse. That's clear from the Gemara. There's no havamina that the Shlom Bayis of the Metzora could override the loitas and the esse of the Shiloach HaKen. The loikaramo. The Ramon Simon Yudalev says, for the Shlom Bayis, you can do any avera, you can do averas. You see clearly from the Gemara, not that way. There's no havamina, you can override an lav. Comes Rav Yoshev. And Rav Yoshev, he says, the pshat is in the Rashbo. The difference is that when you do an avera, not the remote, there is an avera to raise Hashem's name. Says Rav Yoshev, by the Soita, we have two factors. There's the Shlom Bayis, we want her to get back to her husband if possible, and we suspect her of doing an avera she may have not done. She has a busha that we think, we suspect her of committing adultery, which may not be true. That combination of Shlom Bayis together, that she feels so bad, is what permits us to raise Hashem's name. That's what Rav Goyim means. It's a sofik. So to give her a good name and the Shlom Bayis, she can be back with the husband, that permits us to raise Hashem's name. But not for the Shavua. The case of the Shavua is just Shlom Bayis. The guy took a Shavua. That's it. Hashem's name cannot be erased. And therefore, Aboisai, there's a real, real halacha lemaisa case that came up. It probably happened a few times, because I see different poskim speaking about this case. A girl who in her teenage years, she became pregnant. She became pregnant, had a child, or had a miscarriage. Then she repents. She goes to Sem. She finds a nice shidduch, a nice bachur, a tomim, and they get married. They get married. But a year later, she gives birth to a child, a boy, and the husband's very excited. Shalom zocher, bris. And now what? Pidyon HaBen. The husband's already ordering the koyen. He's getting saving money to pay the five shkolim. He's already ordering a whole suda, a caterer, a hall. The koyen comes along, the koyen who knows this, he happens to know the history of this girl. This girl is not her first child. It's true, it's his first child. It's not the girl's first child. And therefore, this baby is not a pidyon haben baby, because it has to be peter rechem. And comes the kohen and asks a question: Should I tell the husband? Should I inform him that you know your wife has been pregnant before? It could very well be he'll be so, you fooled me. I thought I was marrying a psula. I'm going to give you a get. He's entitled to give her a get. And even if he won't give her a get, of course, tremendous Shlom Bayis will be very angry. Can I tell the Kohen? Ask the Kohen, should I tell the father or not tell the father? There's going to be brachas. The father is going to be spending money, giving money for the meal, giving money to the Kohen, and making two brachas. He's going to make a bracha on the pidyon haben, plus shechiyonu. Bracha levatola. Shall we tell him or shall we not tell him? Says Rav Yoshev, we saw that only if her, it has to be to do an Aveira, it's only if you have a double. You have two reasons: Shlom Bais, plus she's been suspected of doing something she didn't really do. Here she did. She was mezana with someone. She was. Just Shlom Bais. Shlom Bais does not permit us to do an Aveira. It cannot permit the bracha of Atola, like we see in Shuvas Arashbo. Like we see the Shvuah, we cannot override the Shvuah. And therefore, he paskens it. We must tell the husband. That's what he says. A real case, yeah. Don't know. In Tshuvas Marshag, Rav Shimon Greenfeld was also asked the same question. And he says, he addresses the other points, that Mekach Tos, the din is, in Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezra Siman Samach Zayin Sipei, a person who thinks he's marrying a psula, she really wasn't a psula, it's a Mekach Tos. The whole thing's off. They're not married. She doesn't deserve a ksuba. There's a different problem, besides the Pinyan Ben. He says, no. It says it's only applicable if he finds out straight away. But once a person has been married for a long time, we say, "Eno don't waste a bilas, a bilas nus." A person's moichel on that. About the suda, it's just money. For make shalom, we don't have to tell him. It's a mitzvah to feed other people. We don't have to tell the husband. About the money the kohen will get, he says, you got to give it back. The kohen will have to find a way to give it back. How? He'll borrow something and slip into his pocket. He'll find a way to pay the money back. Because the money doesn't belong to the kohen. It's a tos. The brachas, he says, we can't be matter the brachas, but tell him that his wife's father is a Sofik Levi. Tell him that why you put it in a pen without a bracha. That's what Shuvas Marshak. In the Be'er Moshe, we're going to finish with this, of Moshe Shteren, he says, I was nishtomamti. He said, I was bepachad. I heard the question, terrible, be such a bad name. If indeed the husband will find out, be bad name for herself, bad name for him, and bad name for the child as well. It'll be the talk of the town. Everyone, this child really was didn't get a pidyon haben. His mother was mezana, and therefore he says, "Look, brachas." He says, "Going to roi poiskim a bracha." He says the husband is going to be saying the bracha ba'inis. He doesn't know better. He is not amazed. He has no idea. He has no inkling that he's making bracha v'atola. He's saying ba'inis, and going to Rav Shittas to say a bracha l'batola is drabonon. To say Hashem's name stam, that's it's a deraisa. But it's Hashem, Hashem l'shov. But you say it in a praise, as part of a praise. Bracha l'Hashem, and the melech olam shakol niyah b'dvorei. What's wrong with that? So midrabonon is also. But for Shlom Bais is definitely over. You can translate it as drabonon. And Shev Altaisa, and therefore, because of a combination of Godu Kvod Abrius Shadoich Reitaisa Shabbat Torah, there's Kvod Abrius involved, plus Shlom Bais, and therefore he permits, if necessary, to go ahead with the Pidyon HaBen, or say Mazel Tov. We're not obligated to tell him, and the husband will innocently make Brachas Levatola, the Shalom Yisrael. So anyway, what comes out, we'll wrap up. It's correct. It's the Tshuvas Haraman Siman Kuf who says you can do Averis for Shlom Bais. There are tremendous questions against him. The Raya from Reuven is a very weak Raya. I've arrived at Moron Chulin. You cannot do Averis. We have Tshuvas Harashbo. Doesn't it out to make a Shavua? The Rabbi says himself, he says that Mechikas Hashem is not also it's Toeres. We're obviously not going to go with that Chubas Arama. We do not allow Timoitz Shemra for the Machlekas. I'm sorry if you disappoint you in case you had plans to shoot someone down. I'm sorry to disappoint you. And even Rachel Vatola, the Rosh wasn't matter, but the Ber Moshe is for the sake of Shalom. Thank you very much. We should all have Zeichat Shalom. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Oh, yeah.